engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was running out of time, and the solution there, we need to spend more than 1 minute on the solution. And John Whitehead really kind of outlined it. Basically, folks, it means that you can't delegate your freedom to other people, the protection of your freedom. You have to guard the precious jewel of liberty and regard with suspicion anybody who even approaches it. And don't ever fall into this tribalism of Republicans and Democrats. Don't ever become a follower of an individual to the extent that you make excuses for what they do. Delusionally, now, we see this everywhere. People making excuses for Trump, what Trump is doing. There is no excuse for what Trump is doing. There is no excuse for this lockdown. There is no excuse for universal basic income. It is a radical Marxist idea. And it is a radical restructuring of our society and our culture. What has been done by the Republicans and the Democrats working together in the name of the COVID virus is far more radical than any of the monuments being torn down or buildings being torn down. And it is as Marxist as any of that. And we have to understand the sources of this and why it is. I don't really care why it is. It is what it is. Now, I've got my reasons for why I think it's happening. But why I think it's happening doesn't matter. What is happening is what matters. And when you see that picture there they just showed of that statue tumbling down, does it matter whether the statue came down because it wasn't properly fastened to the base or whatever? I mean, the statue came down. Do you see that? It's down. It's on the ground. Do you see the country down on the ground? Do you see 60-some-odd percent of small businesses that have been forced to close by the federal government's guidelines and recommendations enforced by governors, Republican and Democrat, that aren't coming back? Do you see that statue on the ground? And so what are you going to do about it? And he points out, you know, don't be passive. Don't think that it's going to be fixed because we've got Republicans or Democrats in the office or because we've got a special president. You know, we got Obama in office. Everything's fine. Or we got Trump in office. Everything is fine. No, it's not. Wake up on the critical issues to restructure our society. They're on the same page. Both of these parties are. So what do you do? Again, it's at the local level. And that's what John Whitehead is saying here. Get back to basics. Know your neighbors. Know your community. Your local officials. That's your first line of defense. Make sure that you've got, and we've seen that already. This is not a theory of how this could work. We've seen that the only people who have any protections at all from this federal and state tyranny are the people who have good local officials and a constitutional sheriff who's going to stand with the people who elected him. These police chiefs are bureaucrats for the most part, promoted to serve the politicians. And they're another part of an unelected bureaucracy. Sheriffs are different. Anyway, know that. Know what's going on. Know how your local government is structured, because they're all structured differently. And we can't cover all that from here. You know, we can tell you, we can give you the big view. We can tell you, this is what I see coming. And look, this has already come. This is happening. This is the plan. It's rolling out globally. Talk about what's happening in Australia. Talk about what's happening in New Zealand. Talk about what's happening in Canada and the UK and France and Spain and so forth and Italy. Because it's a global plan, and it's the same in all of these different areas. But the way it's going to happen in each of these locations within even America is going to be as different as the fine details of how it's going to roll out in Australia or whatever. But you can see the similarity in the pattern to know that it's a plan. And the key thing is to know who are educating your kids. And even if you put them in a private school, and even if you use these vouchers and so forth, understand, as the Killing Ed documentary from Mark Hall pointed out, there's a lot of corruption in that. And you have this radical Islamic cleric, Fethullah Gulen, supported by the CIA, educating a lot of kids, telling them they're going to a math and science school. No, it's a very different kind of indoctrination.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
I was just doing my makeup for work, and I just wanted to tell you guys about how I don't think math is real. And I know that, like, it's real because we all, like, learn it in school or whatever, but who came up with this concept? And you're like, Pythagoras. But how? How did he come up with this? He was living in, like, the, I don't know, whenever he was living, but it was not now where you can, like, have technology and stuff, you know? Like, he didn't even have plumbing. And he was like, let me worry about Y equals MX plus B. Which, first of all, how would you even figure that out? How would you, like, start on the concept of algebra? Like, what did you need it for? You know, because, like, I get, like, addition. Like, hey, if I take two apples and then add three, it's five, you know? But how would you come up with the concept of, like, algebra? Because what would you need it for? You know what I mean? Like, what would you need it for back then? You didn't need it. So why would you come up with it?
Yeah. Yeah, so why would you come up with that?
Where I come from, we have universities, seats of great learning, where men go to become great thinkers. And when they come out, they think deep thoughts, and with no more brains than you have. But they have one thing you haven't got, a diploma. Therefore,
she'll get hers.
By virtue of the authority vested in me by the Universitatis Comitiatum e Pluribus Unum, I hereby confer upon you the honorary degree of Ph.D.
Ph.D.?
That's Doctor of Thinkology.
Sum of the square roots of any two sides of an isosceles triangle is equal to the square root of the remaining side.
Oh, George, Rapture! I got a brain! How can I ever thank you enough?
Well, you can't.
See, there you go. That's how he came up with the Pythagorean theorem. Some guy handed him a piece of paper and a degree, and instantly it popped into his head. Sum of the square of the two sides equals the square of the hypotenuse, right? Or as my Indian teacher used to say, the Pythagorean theorem. I was like, what is he saying? Oh, I got it. Okay. You know, what she's saying there is like, so like, how did they even come up? Because, you know, I know it's like real math and all, you know, because they teach it in school. Yeah, they would never teach me anything in school that's not real. You see how captive her mind is to authority? But it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, why would you even care about this? You know, you got makeup and things like that in your life. You know, why would you even sit there and think about something like, you know, algebra or something? Well, you know, maybe she should go back and look at Don Rumsfeld. It's not that long ago that he was telling us, you know, we have known knowns, and we have known unknowns, and we have unknown unknowns. And that's what you solve for. No, we're not going to go that deep. And when I'm listening to her talk, I had one of the most frustrating things that ever happened to me was I had a high school friend of my wife and her brothers who came to North Carolina. And he came over to our house one night, and I forget how the topic got to politics and the Federal Reserve, but you know, that's me. So I made some comment about Thomas Jefferson and his take on central banks. You know, just small talk. I'm not big on small talk. But his response was not, shut up, let's talk about sports. Did you see that football game or anything? No, he says, those guys didn't know anything. They don't even know, wouldn't even know how to drive a car. It's like, what? You're talking about Thomas Jefferson? You're talking about Thomas Jefferson, the guy that John Kennedy said when he had a group of PhD guys in the White House for dinner one night, he said, this is the most intelligence we've had in the White House since Thomas Jefferson dined alone. And this guy said, you wouldn't even know how to drive a car. And I said, would you know how to put a car together? You think you're so smart because you can turn a key on and rotate a wheel or something? I mean, this is the level. And this is what this girl reminded me of. And he was an adult. He was my age when this happened. And we were in our 30s when that happened. But, you know, you can still get the degree, just like the scarecrow, even if you got a straw head. And these are the people who are voting. And this is what really is undermining our society, folks. Our society is not being undermined by the statues that come down and the fires that are burning down the neighborhoods. Our society is not even being destroyed from above by the politicians who lock us down and put masks on our faces. The society is destroyed by people who don't know their rights, who don't know anything, who, if they weren't miseducated, they wouldn't know a thing. And she is exactly the representation of this. This is why I say, if you want to fix your society, yes, you got to know who the know your neighbors, know your community, know how the government is structured, know who these local candidates are. I can't tell you that. Nobody can. You're going to have to figure that out for yourself. And it's hard to find that information. It really is. It's easy to find out everything about an international or national figure, isn't it? Because everybody's watching them and we're all reporting on them. But it's really hard. It's hard for me. Hard for me to get information about who's running locally. Really got to dig. It's not easy to find that information. And that really is where your freedom is. But it's even more important for you to understand what is being taught and who is teaching your kids. That's why I wanted to play that clip for you. And I'll also tell you that I thought it's kind of interesting, this article about the origins of trigonometry. You know, we're talking about Pythagoras and the Pythagorean theorem, as my teacher would say. Scientists recently decoded a clay tablet from Babylon that dates back to about 3,700 years ago. And so with this, they think that this is about 1,000 years older than the Greeks, that they had also discovered this. And I don't know why any of these people discovered it, because, you know, they could have just played around with makeup like this lady did, or worked on plumbing, because, you know, that makes you a lot more advanced. Oh, actually, they did have forms of plumbing in a lot of these civilizations. But they found, and it was kind of interesting, because this thing has been floating around for 100 years. And it was back in, they discovered it quite a bit before it was sold, but it was sold in 1922. And the guy who sold it, Edgar Banks, was really the real-life inspiration for Indiana Jones. And he found this clay object in Iraq. He sold it in 1922. And they then did some carbon dating on it and looked at the hieroglyphics. But, you know, for the last 70 years or so, they started looking at the fact that it had all these notations on it that were kind of a numerical pattern. They said it was known as the Pythagorean triples, a grouping of three positive integers. And I think they basically have now just recently said, you know what this is? Oh, why didn't I think of this? E pluribus unum. It is it's a trig table here. It's an ancient trig table on clay tablet. Yeah, you know, the people who lived before us were not so stupid because they didn't have televisions. As a matter of fact, they knew a lot more than we did because they didn't have televisions, because they weren't distracted by trivial stuff. Are you going to let that kind of stuff distract you? Are you going to be distracted by national elections? Are you going to pay no attention at all to the people who are teaching your children and what they're teaching and what they're doing to your kids in school? And we see what the product is, don't we? And what is being, it is deliberate. It is the deliberate dumbing down of our children, which is what Charlotte Isserby and Phyllis Schlafly said when Ronald Reagan refused to shut down the National Department of Education as they tried to centralize that. And of course, that's a big part of where Bill Gates is hung out as well. He wants to centralize education, been big pusher of Common Core, and now, oh, he's very excited about the future because the future is online education, according to him. So he'll not only be watching everything about you and identifying everything about you, but, you know, he'll be controlling the information that you get. Another reason to get books. Or maybe even clay tablets. Or CDs or whatever. You might want to start saving your information outside the internet because these guys can and will flush everything. Just ask us here at InfoWars. Or take a look at what Jeff Bezos did at Amazon. They flushed, the first book they flushed was 1984, by the way.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalist.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Before we leave the subject of the erasing of history, we have the removal of a bust of the founder of the British Museum. And as a report on RT, it is not a trivial issue. It is another step towards the erasing of the Enlightenment, or just Western civilization in general, frankly. I've been to the British Museum multiple times. It was an amazing place. It's actually a lot more amazing the first time my wife and I went there in 1980. And it was, at the time, I mean, you could go around and they would pull out their massive collection of Egyptian sarcophagi. And, I mean, it just filled a room. And you could just walk around and look at all the different ones. And same thing with other museums, where they had model, very detailed model ships going back to the 1700s and 1800s that were like the real things. And you could look at them yourself and see all the detail there. But now, you know, when we went back the last time, it's one of the reasons why I haven't been back. In 2001, before September 11th, I went back, took my sons, and very disappointed at what we were not allowed to see. It's kind of like what they've done to the national parks that the UN has taken over. They brag about the fact, as a matter of fact, in both the national parks now and in these museums, well, this is only 1% of our collection. They do that in the Smithsonian, these other museums here in the U.S. as well. It is the globalist trend that they will lock this stuff away. And instead of seeing, you know, hundreds of Egyptian sarcophagi, or a couple hundred different ship models, very detailed, large ship models, they will show you one. And then they will have a big display up, kind of like their science project or something, you know, if you're a kid. And that display, they don't want you taking pictures of it because, you know, they paid somebody to create that and they want it copyrighted. They don't want it copied by anybody. You know, they didn't have a problem in the past with you looking at the actual object and taking pictures of the actual object. But no, don't take pictures of this because this is our display. And we're telling you, you know, we've done x-rays of the mummy and all this other kind, and this is what it's in there and all this, you know, don't take a picture of that. It's like, well, I don't really care about that. I just wanted a picture of the thing itself. I wanted to see the thing itself. I wanted to investigate it myself. No. They will tell you what you're allowed to see and what you're allowed to, and this is what's happening now electronically everywhere. But when we look at this situation with the British Museum, the guy whose name was Sloane, and they have a lot of things in London that are named after Sloane. We also went to his house. He had a very interesting design of a house. But, you know, they have Sloane Square, Sloane Street. And, of course, they want to purge the name of all of those as well. It's kind of a trendy area. At least back in the 80s, they called them the Sloane Rangers. The people who had a lot of money, they, you know, kind of spoiled rich kids who lived there. But as RT points out, the wrong-headed decision to give the activists a victory by toppling Hans Sloane will not end their campaign, but it will boost it. These people will not stop until they have destroyed the very principles of Western society. The British Museum has moved the bust of its founders from its prominent position. Activists state that Sloane benefited from owning slaves. Oh, okay. Well, you know, the British Empire benefited from the slave trade, so they must be eradicated. As a matter of fact, every civilization has benefited from slaves, have had slaves, and have benefited from slaves. So we must eradicate all that as well. We should go back and we should dig up everything about Rome, everything about Egypt. We should not spare the African or Native American civilizations either because they all had slaves as well. They all had wars too because, see, they're all human. It's part of the fallen human condition. So we will eradicate all culture because of any tenuous connection to slavery. They said, well, actually, they didn't say this. It was the guy who is now the head of the British Museum, the current head, Hartwig Fisher, the director. And he says, we have pushed him off the pedestal, and we must not hide anything. The moving of Sloan's bust is not enough. They want to move him remove him from everywhere. But it's just a symptom, folks. Again, the point is that what is being removed is the understanding of civilization. What's being removed are the accomplishments of civilization. And that means things like free speech and critical thinking, the understanding of the importance of free speech. Because, see, these people, their purpose is to intimidate and to enslave you. They will dictate the terms that you use. They will tell you, you can't say this, but you got to say that. You can't say colored people, you got to say people of color. Because I have power, and I'm going to tell you what to say. And if you say the other one, you're going to be purged, you're going to be punished, you're going to be labeled as a racist, and on and on and on. And if you're intimidated, and if you let them tell you even how you're going to identify yourself with your tribalist mentality. Oh, I'm a part of the Red Party. Republicans, we're red. We're red states, and so forth. I mean, you willingly accept their stuff. Push back against it. But when we look at the other way this is rolling out in the UK, we have Rowan Atkinson, the guy you probably know as Mr. Bean. And they have been attacking him the last couple of weeks because he came out and signed an open letter from the Humanist Society. He looked at some of the hate crime proposals, and Rowan Atkinson said, oh, like Mr. Bean. And that's about all he had to say, but he signed his name. And for that, they come out after him, right? Yeah, and it's kind of funny because, you know, it's the comedians like Rowan Atkinson and John Cleese who are just amazed at what's going on here because their job as comedians is to do satire. And satire is not allowed. See, Saul Alinsky, who wrote The Rules for Radicals, that was one of those key things. He said, satire is the most powerful weapon. He said, there's no defense against it. And so if you want to shut down free speech, you got to go for the comedians first. Right? You got to shut down that very powerful weapon of satire. And so Mr. Bean and John Cleese and all these guys, you know, they're looking at this and they say, well, you know, this is crazy. We can't make jokes anymore. We can't have humor and comedy. We can't laugh. No, you can't. Wipe that smile off of your face. I know you're smiling underneath that mask. I can see your eyes squinting up or something. You stop that right now. You know, this is the hatred and the domination of these people. They want to isolate us. They want us to live in this locked down, humorless world. And they want to erase the foundations of our civilization. And I'm not talking about just the statues and the buildings. They want to erase the understanding of critical thinking, the values of individual liberty, and especially free speech. It's absolutely amazing to see what happened. And then RT, they said, these people should just take a leaf out of Mr. Bean's book and say nothing at all. Nothing at all. And it's the humanist who put it out there, but the Christians are under the gun there for the hate crimes as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation, with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E, supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Talk a little bit about vaccines. I do want to talk about what's happening both with foreign and civil war, but let's talk about the vaccines first, because folks, the tip of the spear is going to be going into your arms in a couple of months if we don't stop this. And Paul Craig Roberts, I love the headline that he put in here. Where is the Me Too movement? Hashtag Me Too. When all of us are about to be raped by forced vaccination. Understand, that's what this really is. This is a rape of your body. It truly is a rape of your body. Where are all of these Democrats out there who talked about my body, my choice? Oh, I'm pro-choice. No, you know, killing kids, but, you know, not about vaccines. I want to make sure that you take your vaccine, because if you aren't wearing your mask, say these same, quote-unquote, pro-life people, I mean, pro-choice people, you know, they call themselves pro-choice. They want all the abortions they can get. And they demand that you wear your mask. You know, just like Sharon Stone. Oh, these people are not wearing their masks. They put my sister in the hospital. Except that her brother-in-law, husband of the sister, was sick. She got sick. And it's like, well, does your sister have any responsibility to wear a mask going outside? And if that mask doesn't protect her, what makes you think that my mask would protect her? All of this is just insanity from these people. And the same people coming after you, of course, are going to be doing that with the vaccines. And they don't want you to have a choice. And they don't want you to have a choice when it comes to what kind of treatment you have. That's what we see in the, that's the key thing about the HCQ debate. I mean, you can listen to the doctors or not listen to the doctors, and you'll get different opinions from different doctors. There's a lot of doctors and a lot of studies that say that it was effective. I don't know. I haven't had any personal experience. I don't know anybody that's had it or not had it. All I can say to you is that we've had a lot of doctors who said that I haven't had anybody die when I gave them hydroxychloroquine. Well, it could be that maybe the flu is not that bad. It could be that it is a cure. I don't know. But it ought to be your choice. It ought to be your choice if you take medical marijuana. I've said that for years. It's not anybody else's business. And you should be able to make that decision along with your doctor. Make an informed decision. It's called informed consent. And if you can't choose what kind of medication you want, what kind of supplements you want to take, because the government is going to step in, and without any authority under the Constitution, they're going to create something called the FDA, or they're going to create something called the DEA, and they're going to say, if you do that, we're going to lock you up. We're going to destroy your life. We're going to take your business or whatever. You have to get our permission. Everything is now by permission only. No, that's exactly upside down and inside out from what the Constitution says. The Constitution says anything that hasn't been directly given to you as a specifically granted power is reserved to the states and to the people. To the people. We have the right to decide what kind of medication we're going to have, along with the consulting our doctors. And they want to interject themselves into the doctor-patient relationship. They want to interject themselves into the parent-child relationship. They want to interject themselves into the churches, into the families, into the communities. Everybody will live by what they have to say. And you saw that ridiculous example in Australia. In Victoria, that state that's taken $1 trillion from the Chinese government and the only state in Australia to lock down everything, to have these roaming police breaking into people's homes, grabbing people, a mob of cops, grabbing a guy and forcefully putting a mask on him, other cops tackling women and beating them on the ground because they didn't have a mask. This kind of insanity being done in the place that's in the pocket of the Chinese, because that's the Chinese virus, folks. The Chinese virus, you will not be found by looking at a microscope. The Chinese virus is what people get infected by, looking at what is going on in China and copying those tactics. And it was in that corrupt Australian state, Victoria, where you just had the premier. I played it a couple of days ago. It said, well, you know, you had this father who died at work, not from COVID. You know, he was injured at work and he died, and he had like a 5-month-old child or something, well under a year. Well, you can only have 10 mourners because of our COVID rules, and that child counts as one of the mourners. And so they got upset about that. He says, well, we will make an exception about that. And the commentator came on and goes, this is how you know you got too much government. When they can tell you who can and cannot come to a funeral. When they tell you that the child doesn't count as one of the mourners because they're under 1 year old. You know that you got too much government, and you know that it is a government, corporate, fascist approach when the people in the airlines tell you that your 2-year-old, even if they've got autism or some other issue, yet 2-year-old, they've got to wear that mask. And if they take that mask off, I'm kicking your whole family off. And that's right, because that's what the CDC told us. The CDC told us, and we're going to follow their rules and guidelines. And that's our rules too. And that's happening here in America. It's happening everywhere. It is a globalist pattern. So yeah, we are being raped. We're being raped by this lockdown, and we're going to be raped by vaccine, literally raped by it. Paul Craig Roberts is absolutely right. And so when we look at this, we have some of the religious leaders now are pushing back, asking questions about the ethics of the Oxford University, who is developing, you know, the AstraZeneca vaccine, and they're developing a coronavirus vaccine using cell lines from an aborted fetus. Well, I don't think that's ethical. I don't think it's ethical to patent these lines. I don't think it's ethical for anybody to have, you know, to use abortion to make money and to use these body parts. I don't think it's ethical for them to patent biological issues either. And I don't think it's ethical for them to use a novel approach of modifying our DNA and RNA. That's not ethical either. They've never done this for any medicine. And yet you've got multiple companies now, pharmaceutical companies, thanks to President Trump funding it with Operation Warp Speed, giving them tens of billions of dollars to push out at as quickly as possible, because he thinks it's to his political advantage, untested vaccines that will modify your DNA. And we don't know what that's done. They've never done this with any medication, no therapeutics, no vaccines, and we're not going to wait around for any answers because we just want to do this because it's going to help me in the polls. How corrupt is that? You should be ashamed of yourself if you support this. If you make excuses for this, you should be ashamed of yourself. That's an ethical issue. But, you know, Pope Francis is not one of those people who has an issue with forced vaccines. He doesn't have an issue with using aborted fetuses to develop those vaccines. He doesn't have a problem with modifying your DNA and forcing you to take those vaccines. He doesn't have a problem with any of that. As a matter of fact, he has a problem if not everybody gets vaccinated. Tells you where he is. Tells you that he is a globalist. You know, we pointed out with this climate change stuff how he had put on his scientific advisory board a guy, John Schellenhuber, who was part of the Earth League, where those royal pedophiles, Andrew and Prince Charles and these others, had hung out wanting to depopulate the Earth. And he had this guy and said, you know, you got this guy on your climate change thing here. You know, you want to talk about how you want to save the Earth and everything, but this is a guy who wants to eliminate 90% or more of the people, and he wants to set up a world government. Why do you have him writing your stuff? You're probably on with that agenda, aren't you? And yeah, he is, because he wants a universal vaccine. Pope Francis does. Meanwhile, you've got a senior Australian health executive refers to the, quote, ethically aborted human fetus. See, it's ethical if you do it to make a vaccine out of it. No, the vaccine is unethical if you use it for that. And you need to pay attention to the fact that here in America, the Nazi scientists who are funding this, Francis Collins and Fauci, or also the Nazi scientists who were procuring parts from Planned Parenthood, special orders. Get me this part, get me that part. Okay, we'll modify the abortions to get you exactly the parts that you want. They were buying parts from them. These people are transhumanists. They're openly talking about transhumanism. And they're pushing DNA-modifying vaccines. All of this stuff is beyond illegal and beyond unethical, beyond immoral. It's criminal.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
You can really break civilizations down into two types, predatory and non-predatory, or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology. So it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave who will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now.
The Democrats are just going more and more left.
Many positive about socialism, liking it more than capitalism.
Many of the ideas we fought for that were considered radical are now mainstream.
The radical left has taken over the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden is marching in lockstep with them. Biden and the far left are promising to crush middle-class families with trillions in new taxes.
If you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
Promising amnesty and health care for 11 million illegal immigrants.
Citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks.
Promising to shut down energy exploration, killing jobs and hurting America's economy.
I guarantee we're going to end fossil fuel.
In Joe Biden's America, the radical left get whatever they want, and you get to pay for it. They've already taken over Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Don't let them take over America.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, we're going to talk about foreign and or civil war, and I think it's going to be an and, because we've got people suggesting, yeah, Joe Biden could end up being a wartime president. You think? I think he will. I think President Trump will as well, because we are in the fourth turning, and when you look at what is happening internationally and domestically, I think, you know, we've had these fourth turnings in the past. We've had the last one was the Great Depression, World War II. Prior to that, we had a Civil War. And prior to that, we had the American Revolution. I think what we're going to get here in the next 10 years, I think it's going to be a combination of the American Revolution, the Civil War, and World War III. I think we're going to have all those, and a Great Depression as well. So we're going to have, I think, a combination of the last three fourth turnings. And what's going to happen with society? Well, that's kind of up to you, isn't it? Because if you don't do anything about this, if you just sit back and say, well, it's all taken care of because we've got this great leader that we've elected in Washington, and he's just got everything under control. Just trust the plan, trust the man. Then we're screwed, big time. And, you know, ultimately, this is not, you know, I had an individual write me a letter, and he said, how do you do this on a daily basis? It's so dark. I was like, well, because I believe in God. I trust in God. I've been through some things in my life that have given me a great deal of trust in God. And they were very difficult times. I'm glad that I went through them, because the gift of that was to give me a perspective that there's something much bigger than life. And there's a bigger God, a God that is bigger than life, that I can trust. And that's ultimately how you get through this. Because it doesn't really matter. You know, we've had situations, and if you're a Bible believer, you look at things like, God telling you, no, you got too many people. Send some of those back. Because this is about me delivering you, not you delivering yourself out of your own strength. If we think we're going to do this out of our own strength, we really don't have a hope. And we've been trying to do things out of our own strength. We've been ejecting God out of our society. And that's why we're in the situation we're in right now. And you don't have to convince everybody to follow God. You just have to do it yourself, quite frankly, one at a time, one at a time. That's the nice thing about it. You know, I spent a lot of time in the Libertarian Party trying to convince other people that it was actually in their own interest to act altruistically for other people. You know, Ayn Rand really hated altruism. But she would say, you know, even people pursuing their own interests are going to act in a business. They will do things to serve customers and to be successful in business. They'll do things that are very beneficial to other people. So they'd say, you know, well, you know, freedom is the one thing you can't have unless you give it to other people. But most people will do things that are not even in their own interests, because they're deceived, because we are fallen. We're fallen collectively. We're fallen individually. So you can't count on that. But you can have freedom. There is freedom in Christ. And that's what you need to be looking at right now. That's how you're going to get through this time. Not going to get through it any other way. Not going to get through it any other way. One of the articles that I saw here, I think, really summed it up. What we're in the middle of right now, you can look at the Black Lives Matter, you can look at movement, you can look at Antifa, you can look at the pandemic regulations and lockdowns and prohibitions and the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates and all this kind of stuff. The bottom line is we are in the middle of something that's much bigger than BLM and Antifa and all this other lockdown. This is a globalist perspective. And if you want to label this movement, it's not BLM or Antifa, it's No Lives Matter. No lives matter to these people. This is an article from Straight Line Logic on Zero Hedge. Robert Gore is a writer. And he points out, you have to understand that our dystopia is their utopia. These people who want to kill 90% of the population, the global population, they're excited about this. Bill Gates can hardly contain himself. Eric Schmidt is very excited about this. The only way to control a substantial population is to murder enough of the rest that they are terrified into submission. Every dictator has known this. And these people are being motivated by a desire to control everything about us. Only by understanding our enemies do we have any chance of defeating them. That's why I'm here. I want to give you the overall view. Then you have to understand yourself, what you're going to do personally. First between you and God, and then with your community, your family, and so forth. But you need to understand what the plan is. You need to understand that these people are really serious about this. It's a long-standing plan. They tell you that they want to kill people, and then they'll have their PR flacks that come out. No, 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 it's just a conspiracy theory. They didn't really mean that. But you can really see it in the way they despise individuals and individual rights. And Robert Gore points that out. He said, the words individual and individual rights are words that must not be spoken. The fountainhead of any collectivist ideology is the hatred of the individual. These lovers of mankind, you know, they love people, but they don't, you know, I love mankind, but it's people I can't stand. He's got a quote there from a Peanuts cartoon. Well, that's the way these people will tell you. Oh, yeah, I'm a philanthropist. I just love mankind. I want to give money to everybody, but I hate those individuals. No, no, no. You can't do it. That, you know, that tells you everything that you need to know. And when you look at their mandates for health, for example, these people who tell you that they're so concerned about public health, but they absolutely despise your individual health. I don't care that that kid has had a reaction to a vaccine. I don't care that they can't wear a mask because they're young and they've got autism. I don't care about those individuals. But we have to do this for everybody. We have to save everyone. If they put group health, something called group health, above individual health, if they put group rights and the village and the community and the, you know, these communists, if they put all of that collective above the individual, then you know they don't care about any of that. It's all a lie. Because the community is made out of individuals. And if you hate the individual, you hate the group. And if there is no individual health, there is no group health. If there is no individual prosperity, there is no group prosperity. It's all just a lie. to put themselves in control, to make themselves the leaders of the group. So I want to talk about the foreign and civil war. I'm just about out of time. Before I do, I want to tell you about storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to take care of yourself and of your family, you start with what you eat. Make sure you got gravity feed, water filters. We sell those at InfoWars as well. But also at InfoWarsStore.com, we now have storable food back to just 1 to 2 weeks to deliver it. We had to even stop taking orders, and it's going to get bad again, folks. I'm telling you, they're setting this up for a civil war, for a conflict in November. They want the outcome to be uncertain. They want you fighting because of political parties. They want you fighting because of skin color, and it's going to work its way out into supply shortages because they're not talking about changing anything with the economy. And we're seeing all kinds of shortages and delays as it is right now. And it's going to get a lot worse. So make sure you take care of these bases. Get your food, get your water. If you can, you know, get ammunition. But make connections in your community to other like-minded individuals. Make sure you have food. This food's going to last for 25 years. Believe me, if they don't get you this year, they're going to be coming back for more of this stuff. So stock up now and make sure that you have storable food, a fresh supply of water with a gravity feed water filter, all that at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, so what is happening? Is Biden going to be a wartime president? Well, of course he is. We have had two wartime presidents that have been at war their entire time. I mean, you have President Trump. He's been at war. Multiple wars for his entire term. Obama was the first president in American history to be at war for all 8 years. And George Bush just got a late start. You know, he had to kick off the false flag to do that, or he would have been at war for the entire 8 years, and multiple wars. And they're at war with the American people as well, not just the riots that you see in the streets, because this is a all of this is a war against our civilization, our culture, our way of life. It's just not declared like these other foreign wars. Right? They didn't tell you why they're doing the lockdown. They didn't tell you why they're going into these other wars. They would give you some reasons, and those reasons were lies, like they were going into Iraq. Went into Iraq with lies, just like that we went into this lockdown with lies. And just like all these other conflicts, they won't tell you what has to happen for the war to end, because they don't ever intend it to end. Not the lockdown, not the foreign wars. We'll have more on this tomorrow. Stay with us.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide world government takeover on record, that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work in the way they say they work. They change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, August 27th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. You know, we've had trending on Twitter a couple of days ago, hashtag call the police, making fun of the Black Lives Matter people who, the Marxists, I should say. They don't think Black Lives Matter. They're just using Black Lives as a cover, as they always have. As I pointed out, it's these white Marxists like Bill Ayers and others who have for the longest time used black people. J. Edward Griffin pointed it out back in the 1960s, how in the 1950s a black man wrote an expose saying, I joined the Communist Party because I believed in their goals. You know, brotherhood of man and all this kind. But I realized they were just using me. And they're trying to create a race war to take over the country. And that's exactly what they're doing. So as these white Marxists were, going through town, and they did incite a lot of black people to join them to loot. And as people started shooting back, these people have been saying, we need to defund the police and call the police. So now I think they need to call the pollist because, unfortunately, this is kind of backfiring on them. Not only are they burning down their own communities, and of course, it's not their communities in the case of the white Marxists. But the white Marxists want to burn down the country because they think that's going to put them in power. But as this is going, Babylon Bee, I think, labels it exactly. The aftermath of the riots, dozens of fires started, hundreds of buildings burned down, and thousands of Trump voters created. Thousands of Trump voters created. The aftermath of the riots are grim. Dozens of fires were started. In just the past several days, thousands of new Trump voters created. From out-of-control riots in Seattle and Wisconsin to violence on the streets of Portland, tons of property is being damaged. Many are being harmed or killed. Worst of all, new Trump voters are being created every minute. This isn't looking good, said one CNN analyst. And, of course, that is exactly true. You've got Don Lemon at CNN saying, this is showing up in the polling. Biden's got to do something about this. He's got to stop ignoring these riots. And then, unfortunately, Biden took his advice and said something. And then it got even worse for the Democrats. And so you have President Trump, in spite of a completely out-of-touch, low-energy, it's kind of like some kind of Oprah or Ellen DeGeneres show, what this convention has become. Oh, look at this person, and they're touching life story. And look at how we successfully saved the world from COVID-19 and so forth. In spite of this out-of-touch idiocy that they call the RNC, and as I pointed out, it rhymes with DNC. In spite of all that, the riots are going to pull Trump's bacon out of the fire. Because CNN is putting out an on-air graphic reading, fiery but mostly peaceful protest. We're going to go into this in more detail. We're going to take a look at what is happening as America is held hostage, the insanity, and then as these people are pushing us further and further into the American Civil War that has already started here domestically, we are also being pushed further and further into foreign wars. Yes, it would be a good idea, Rand Paul, if President Trump would end these foreign wars, but unfortunately he hasn't. The military-industrial complex is in charge. Still, Trump has been doing what the swamp wants. He has not stood up to the fake news press on the pandemic, and we are paying the price. And now you have U.S. and Russia literally colliding in Syria. We'll have footage of that. Stay with us.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times,
Washington Post or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, August 27th, year of our Lord 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 164, 164 days of America held hostage. But it's fine, because, you know, we have this wonderful Republican convention after the DNC convention last week from the basement, telling us how, you know, we've got, there's no hope, we've just got to hunker down and do more of this and have masks for everybody nationally and so forth. Republicans really are no better. The elephant in the room. There's a COVID lockdown, the destruction of not only the Constitution, but of course the middle class businesses, middle class jobs, with a government's knee on our neck. But that's okay. That's okay, because, you know, the rioters, the Marxist rioters who want to start the Civil War and loot us from the bottom up, they're actually boosting President Trump in the polls. But when we look at this, and we look at the way the governments respond to all of this, Berlin has now banned protests against the pandemic restrictions. They have managed to deploy thousands of police. Imagine that. Imagine if we were as, if our government was as concerned about stopping violence as it is about stopping any opposition to their restrictions. And this is why I say you have to understand. I tweeted this out this morning. I said what the people who really do believe Black Lives Matter, who really are upset about the excessive use of force. Again, the appropriate response is not to burn down the store that happens to be there locally. I tweeted out a meme yesterday, something to the extent that, okay, so I got a speeding ticket in front of this Burger King. So what should my response be? Should I burn the Burger King down? Should I burn down another business? Should I shoot white people or whatever, right? And that's basically what we're looking at here. And even the family of the black man who was shot, the one that the media used most recently in Kenosha, Wisconsin, to escalate the violence, the family said it makes them sick to see that being used that way. Not that that's going to make any difference, because we had George Floyd's family say the same thing. Nobody paid any attention to that either, because, see, the media has hijacked these events for their own purpose. And so has the government. Because, you see, the government will not do anything. Like, you see the governor there in Wisconsin, or these mayors, these Democrat mayors, these Democrat governors, they don't want to do anything. But, boy, they will come after you if you don't wear your mask. And we're seeing this around the world. When you look at these draconian measures being enacted in Australia, in New Zealand, in Berlin. I mean, in Australia, they found people that were just organizing because, you know, everybody has to be on the internet to connect with everybody because you can't go out. We had the listener in Australia send us the surveillance footage from his house. He goes out in his robe to take out his garbage. He did have his garage door opener with him because he came through the garage door, I guess. And zoom, you know, the police pull up and start hassling him about his mask. I live here. I'm taking out the garbage. I didn't put my mask on to take out the garbage. I'm not going for a stroll as if that was something that was a crime now. Oh, yeah, it is a crime. Shouldn't be. It isn't in reality, but it's being persecuted as if it were a crime. And see, the excessive use of police force, like we see in New Zealand, begins with excessive laws. And these people are now punishing anyone who wants to push back against these so-called pandemic restrictions. It's undeclared martial law. This is the eradication of any individual liberty, any due process, any real law and order. This is just dictatorship that has been imposed with this pandemic. So authorities in Berlin have banned the planned demonstrations. They brought in several thousand police around Berlin, but they did not ban a Black Lives Matter protest where they had about 15,000 people turn out in Germany, in Berlin. How many black lives do they have there? Have the police been brutalizing black people in Berlin? I can imagine the police in Berlin would brutalize people. But they got to look pretty hard to find any black people in Berlin to brutalize. And it hasn't happened because they don't have any. They'll brutalize what they have. And that's the other part of this. If you really wanted to stop police brutality, first of all, you'd stop the excessive laws like the ones put in by Biden and enforced by Kamala. You would stop those excessive rules. The drug war, you know, the civil asset forfeiture, the SWAT teams, the no-knock raids, the militarization of the police in the name of that UN war on drugs. You'd stop that kind of stuff. And you'd realize and you would highlight, if you really wanted to stop this, the black people would be highlighting the statistics that say, you know, there's more white people who are killed than black people. And the white people who wanted to stop it would say, you know, there's a higher percentage of black people killed than there are white people. Let's all come together. Instead, you got the other, well, it's not a problem. You know, they're coming after us, so we need more police. You know, there's more white people killed, so we need more police. We need more laws. And then let's fight each other over our skin color. So about 20,000 people, including libertarians, constitutional loyalists, far-right supporters, anti-vaccination activists, marched in Berlin on August the 1st. And they don't want to have this again. So they call these people right-wing extremists. Oh, they must be conspiracy theorists. Let me tell you, the people who are selling the conspiracies are the ones who keep escalating this and telling us that, oh, look, you know, we have everybody's going to die from this. Oh, no, they're not going to die from it. But we had some deaths, so let's get a cumulative running total. Oh, we're up to what? 180 or something thousand people. Oh, yeah. And we presumed that they died, even though we didn't do an autopsy, even though we didn't do tests, even though they were over the life expectancy and had multiple comorbidities. Oh, that's okay. 180,000 people died. And it's a running total. And you notice they're not even talking about the running total going up anymore, because there's not any new deaths that they can even claim with that. That game has gone on. And so these grifters, these authoritarian grifters of the globalist state, have moved on to other things. Oh, yeah, well, let's test everybody, and then we can say that we have the number of cases are going up. Yeah, that's the ticket. And now we can push out mask mandates, and now we can get more and more authoritarian with it because we're going to test more and more people. And the tests don't work anyway. So now we see on Infowars.com, violent crime is now almost as important to Americans as COVID-19. And folks, it's amazing to me that, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, right? So why is it almost as important? Well, you know, because the reality is that COVID-19 is not only an overthrow of our culture, an overthrow of law and order, an overthrow of the Constitution. Yeah, all that stuff is happening with the Marxists on the street. That's the whole point. But it's already been done. And it's not just the looting of businesses and the destruction of lives and the destruction of these businesses that have been there. COVID-19 is doing it in a quiet and invisible way. And yet, when we look at this, for the most part, what they're really talking about here is the fear of violence is now as important to American voters as the fear of COVID-19. And so they can't separate the fear from what's going on. They can't understand what's behind what's going on. It's all just about what they're afraid of. And so as a result, we see that President Trump is rising in the polls, 52% approval rating, even as Joe Biden went down by 4 points. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things that were said at the RNC in light of COVID-19, because quite frankly, that is still the issue. That is the elephant in the room, both at the Republican convention and the Democrat convention. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top 5 bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
When the China virus invaded our country, we launched the greatest mobilization of American society since World War II. Patriots of every race, color, and creed rallied together to defeat the invisible enemy and save the lives of their fellow citizens. Today, our hearts overflow with appreciation for the incredible frontline workers who risk their own health and safety to keep America strong and safe. When crisis came, millions of everyday Americans rose to the challenge. In their actions, we see true greatness of the American character. We always find a way to victory. History will remember and celebrate the heroes of 2020 for as long as our great American flag waves over the land that we love. To every frontline worker, I offer the salute of a nation that is forever in your debt. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
All right, problem solved, right? Let's move on with our lives. Let's open up the economy. Let's stop with the invisible enemy routine and the masks everywhere. They're not patriotic, President Trump, and neither is your ignoring of the Constitution. So there we go. Let's hats off to the, and masks off to the medical workers. Let's get back to our lives. We beat it. Let's just declare victory and get back on with our lives. No. They're not planning on doing that, actually. Because, we cannot allow this opportunity to establish the globalist agenda escape. And so on Monday night, you heard another narration of a slickly produced video, RNC. One leader took decisive action to save lives. From the very beginning, Democrats, the media, and the World Health Organization got coronavirus wrong, said the narrator. But President Trump took decisive action. And they talk about how he signed the CARES Act. There you go. Universal basic income. As we put a knee on the neck of more than half of the small businesses and choke them to death and the people that work for them. And small businesses employ a lot more people than the big corporations do. So when we look at this, exactly how do we understand this? I mean, if President Trump really honors the doctors who've been on the front lines, maybe he should put them on the front line of his press conferences. Take Fauci and Birx off. They haven't been on the front line. They've been talking to their pharmaceutical buddies at Gilead and Moderna and other places. So they don't really know what's going on the front lines. We have the White Coat Summit people, the doctors who were there who spoke. They said, there's nothing to fear. We have treated this. We have cured patients. The only reason this is being extended is for money. Stop the fear. And so if President Trump really wanted to declare victory, what he would do is kick that fraud, Fauci, out instead of lifting him up and pushing his guidelines and taking credit for saving the world. Go ahead and take credit for saving the world. Go ahead and praise the white coat people who did treat and did cure people. Put them up there and have them tell the truth and stop the fear. And stop patting yourself on the back for crushing the middle class and setting up communism. That's what universal basic income is. You know, when we look at this, we have, it's absolutely shameful to see what is going on with Larry Kudlow and these other people on the nightly RNC. As Newsday points out, RNC's economy pitch calls for multiple leaps of faith as COVID-19 persists, and it will persist unless, President Trump, you really do mean that we beat this, if you do really declare victory, if you do really hail as heroes the people who are telling us, the people who actually did beat it, and who are telling us the truth about the corruption, about the fraud, about the money trail. You could put those people up there and you could end this and you could be a hero. Instead, we got people like Larry Kudlow talking about how this is all done. But it's not done, Larry. We still got the mask mandates and we got the vaccines coming. And you're not talking about that money being spent. You know, Larry Kudlow, he's all about money, right? Well, let's talk about the money for Operation Warp Speed, right? You want to talk about that money? Storyline that President Trump personally revived a dead U.S. economy before China spread the viral menace. But now it's over. And the Trump economy is bouncing back. Well, you know, half of that is true. The first half. The historical half. The tax cut part. Yeah, you did revive an economy that was flatlined under Obama. Take credit for that. Do it again. Now, take the knee off our necks. But, you know, the half-truth about that, that's the half-truth, the half-lie in that statement is the most important part, because that lie is about the present and the future. Because this is the new normal that the Republicans are presiding over as they declare victory, as they pat themselves on the back. Speakers at the Republican National Convention are trying in different ways this week to prop up various parts of the narrative. Yesterday marked 6 months to the day that the president said the number of coronavirus cases, quote, within a couple of days, it's going to be down to close to zero. And that means it's a pretty good job that we've done. Well, you know, he was actually right about that. Except that he didn't tell the truth about that. He allowed Fauci to continue to defraud the American people. And he continued to push the guidelines anyway. And now he's taking credit for the guidelines as if they stopped all of this. 6 months later. Now, the guidelines did was they stopped the economy, President Trump. And they have killed the middle class. But Larry Kudlow said it was awful. He said this last night at the RNC. It was awful. Health and economic impacts were tragic. Yes, they were. The economic impacts are tragic, still are. Hardship and heartbreak were everywhere. Still are, Larry. But presidential leadership came swiftly and effectively with extraordinary rescue for health and safety to successfully fight the COVID virus. Look, President Trump knew it was BS, big time BS. Yeah, nobody knew what this was. They'd been fooled by the Chinese. Chinese put out that narrative. The Chinese, as I pointed out yesterday, hundreds of thousands of bots pressuring Italy to do this. And then after Italy did it, everybody looks at it and says, well, look, you got China, you got Italy, they're all locking. We got to do that too. President Trump sends in the Army hospital, 2,500 beds, the Navy hospital ship, massive ship. They weren't used at all. Now, President Trump has said that. He knows that. He's pointed out that the Army field hospital and the Navy hospital ship were not used. He has pointed out, and he's dropped some hints. You know, he does some snide remarks in the back. Hey, hydroxychloroquine, have you ever heard of that? Some people are talking about hydroxychloroquine. He puts that out. He tweets about it. So he knows about it. But he does nothing. He's failed as a leader because he has done nothing. He's allowed these people to do this. And he's been owned by the swamp, the bureaucrats, pressured by the fake news, and deceived by the Chinese. Are you done with this? I am. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record, that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. In the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand? Incrementalism, the inchworm effect, successive approximation. First, they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Zerhedge points out, since the inception of their website, they said they preached at the root of all evil in the U.S. and in all societies throughout the Western developed world are the central banks. And make no mistake about it, folks, they are a key mover and shaker behind not only the globalism, but this global lockdown to cover up and to deflect away from themselves the destruction that they have cooked into the system, the bubble. Month after month, year after year, we have warned that the Fed, which Thomas Jefferson, among the founding fathers, prophetically warned against, and a warning that carried all the way until 1913, when following a secret meeting at the aptly named Jekyll Island, the Fed was sprung into existence just in time for the First World War. And, that was... Actually, interestingly enough, that was the first time that Google censored me. And I did on the 100th anniversary of the creation of the Federal Reserve in 2013, 7 years ago. I did a video here at InfoWars. And since it was done at Christmas time and it involved deception, I saw a lot of parallels, quite frankly, to It's a Wonderful Life. You know, that banker that's in It's a Wonderful Life, Mr. Potter, was actually modeled after J.P. Morgan in a lot of different ways, just like the little banker and Monopoly, you know, the mustache and the top hat and all that stuff. And just like in the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, Potter engineers a run on the banks to put out his competition and to get control of the town and so forth. And you see in that movie what somebody like Potter being in control, or somebody like the Federal Reserve or J.P. Morgan's Federal Reserve, if you want to put it that way, being in control, you see what it does to society. And that's really where we are. And so I had a small documentary. I had some clips of that from that movie with commentary and a lot of other commentary about the creation of the Federal Reserve. And they took that down. They kept taking it down. They'd get up to about 12,000 views. They'd take it down. Somebody else would put it up, get up to 12,000 views. They'd take it down. They said, copyright restriction. No, it wasn't a copyright restriction. I got the small clips that I used, or just part of it. They'll be covered under fair use. I got those from YouTube because the entire movie had been up for years, had gotten over a million views. And, the whole thing was out of copyright anyway, legally. It's only recognized in the U.S. after it was in the public domain in the U.S., but that's another story beside the point. The point being that the key thing they don't want you to talk about are things like the Federal Reserve, the CIA, the surveillance state, our foreign wars that never end. I mean, you can endlessly talk about, you know, racism and, all of the perverted sexual stuff. You get a lot of views, and they don't have any problem with that either at YouTube. You know, you got a lot of people who are alternative media, and that's all they do is talk about that kind of stuff. And that's not a threat to them. So they'll leave you there. You can get millions of views. You can have a YouTube channel forever. Every time I put up a YouTube channel, funny how that works. It lasts shorter and shorter. I can put it up and it'll last, first it lasted, a couple of days. And well, right after the ban, I put it up. I got three strikes, they said, after only two videos. How does that work out? That's kind of the new math, I guess. But every time I put up a video, I get taken down. It doesn't matter where it comes up from. It doesn't matter. It's the content. It's the content. So when we look at this and what is going on with the creature from Jekyll Island, they say, even though we know all this, despite or perhaps due to the Fed's bubble-blowing powers, few among the establishment, either financial or political, have ever dared to join our crusade against central banks, which is why we were pleasantly surprised when over the weekend, none other than Sheila Bair broke ranks with the establishment. In a series of tweets, the former bank regulator dared to say the unspeakable, the truth about the Fed, and that it's the policy of, quote, sustained low interest rates that help the big get bigger, stifling innovation and productivity while inflating the value of financial assets overwhelmingly owned by the rich. Which brings us back to the RNC and Larry Kudlow last night. Yeah, as he's bragging about how wonderful this is. And look at this, we've got a V-shaped recovery. No, you don't. That V-shaped recovery that you talk about in the stock market is simply a shift of assets from the middle class to the billionaire class, Larry, Trump. As they point out on peakprosperity6.com, it's an article also carried by Zero Hedge, what are you going to do as our money dies? Central banks are killing our currency to protect the already rich. Here are some statistics. In reality, this CARES stimulus, the CARES Act and the stimulus checks that President Trump is so proud of that he patted himself on the back for, is simply saving the system. It has merely served to accelerate the transfer of capital from the public into the pockets of the already rich. $3 trillion in fiscal stimulus. And where did it go? It went to the already wealthy. Despite the staggering sums, the amount of money trickling to the average U.S. household has been meager and is drying up. These trillions of dollars are mostly finding their way into the coffers and the share prices of corporations. The extreme V-shaped recovery in the financial markets since the March swoon is nothing but that. 84% of all stocks, remember, are owned by the top 10% of households. So, between March and April, The Fed added a staggering $282 billion to the bottom line wealth of U.S. billionaires. Oh, well, that's good. Great. Isn't that nice for them? Are you feeling that love, that money? Are you awash in cash? Another $282 billion to the billionaires in March. Then in May, the total became $434 billion, making all the U.S. billionaires more billionaire-y. And then, yep, you guessed it, it didn't stop there. Even though that wasn't enough for the Fed, they printed even more, increasing the total of $583 billion by June. And now by July, because now we're in August, we haven't got those figures yet. By July, the grand total was $637 billion more to the billionaires. Considering that the U.S. GDP dropped by 33%, the U.S. Federal Reserve has granted an astonishing 3.3% of the entire output of the U.S. country to U.S. billionaires for doing absolutely nothing. Now, you see, we've been told that universal basic income, and, you know, Elon Musk and the technocrats in Silicon Valley love universal basic income. Elon Musk and all these guys showered Andrew Yang with money because that was his central thing. As a matter of fact, before anybody knew who he was, as soon as I saw this obscure candidate who had never run for any office, had never been elected to anything, just coming out of nowhere, I saw that he was focusing on UBI. And so I contacted him and I said, come on, let's talk about that. You want to defend UBI? And he was going to come on until his staff did some research and they said, no, he doesn't want to come on and talk to you. No, you don't want to talk to me, Andrew Yang, because I would kind of pull your pants down and set them on fire about this scheme that you've got. But he was lavishly funded by Elon Musk and these other technocrat billionaires. I wonder why that is, you know, when they got almost $700 billion by the end of July with this redistribution of income. You know, I think the universal basic income, which is really what these stimulus checks are. And it is very basic income. You know, as Mnuchin said, somebody questioned him and said, you know, you're giving people $1,000 and you're doing that every 10 weeks. Is that enough? Well, yeah, I think so. Yeah, you can live on that. That's basic enough for you. No, I think it's not universal basic income, poverty level. I think it's unlimited billionaire income. Unlimited billionaire income. That's how they pacify you, as Bloomberg said, so you don't grab the guillotines and kill them. When they take your jobs, turn them over to the robots and the artificial intelligence, which is now what everybody's begging for, right?
No, constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You hear that? That's the march of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Their integrity and their judgment. Two people, Gerald Celente and Catherine Austin Fitz. Both of them are talking about this as war. The COVID war, the economic war. As the cover of Gerald Celente's Trends Journal shows, the COVID war. Now is the time to fight for freedom or die in fear. Absolutely right, Gerald. And then Catherine Austin Fitz, former Assistant Secretary of Housing. I've interviewed her several times, had the pleasure. She said, we are entering into a war, period. Nothing will ever be the same. Folks, as I've said, how do wars start? They begin by economic sanctions. This is a war against the middle class. Economic sanctions against the middle class of America and all these other countries. To overthrow our system, and to starve us out. You know, they begin with economic sanctions, which is kind of a modern version of siege. That's the way if you want to attack in the past, you had local centers of power. You had castles that were the center of a city or a walled city, a strong city. Most of the empires in the past were formed around a particular city. Babylon, Rome, and so forth. And they had massive walls. And so what people would try to do is they would try to surround them and starve them out. And that's what they're doing to you right now. Now, the modern equivalent of that for a nation is to enact sanctions. And what they're doing with these COVID pandemic restrictions for this fake flu epidemic, it is a flu epidemic, and they have blown this out of all reasonable proportions. And they're using this as a siege of the middle class to destroy us. And they've done a pretty good job so far. Are we going to start eating our own, as people typically do? So she says, we're entering into a war period. Nothing will ever be the same. We're in a process that I would call is a global reset, as Davos has talked about. The entire financial system is being reset. The new system is going to be 100% digital. So the tyranny that's coming and the printing that is coming is greater than anything that we have ever seen so far. That's why I say, you know, this so-called economic recovery that Kudlow and President Trump are bragging about, that's not an economic recovery. That's an economic redistribution. So the GDP drops by 33%, and over 3% of the wealth goes to the wealthiest people. Wealthiest 1% of 1% of 1%, the billionaires. They get more billionaire-y. About $700 billion has gone to them as of the end of July. That's what UBI stands for. Universal, unlimited billionaire income. So she points out gold and silver will be assets to have in the future. If you look to where they want to go, their vision is so dark that I think the more people recognize that, see that, the more they're going to want just simple assets that they can control that are not digital and try to keep them outside of the system. That is our only hope, folks. Our only hope is to build our society from the ground up, from the outside in, not from the inside out. You're not going to get some savior in Washington that's going to overthrow the deep state, that's going to overthrow and push back against the fake news and is smart enough to outsmart the Chinese. No, we've been had by all three of those. So we're going to see in the gold market, she says, higher highs and lower higher lows for gold and silver prices for some time to come. You're going to see a lot of volatility because the Federal Reserve is going to manipulate that. And speaking of manipulating things, let's take a look at what Powell did. You know, earlier this week, and I haven't talked about this yet, he said, as everybody was saying, it was going to be a profoundly consequential speech. It was. When CNBC goes back in anticipation of what he had to say, when they go back and say, well, you know, we had Paul Volcker, and they criticized him a lot, the Federal Reserve chairman, who from 1979 to 1987 ushered through a series of inflation-busting interest rate hikes that dragged the country into recession. But he won the fight against pricing pressures, and he spurred a powerful economic recovery. Well, maybe not. Nevertheless, the bottom line is what they were trying to react to and what they couldn't do anything about. If you remember prior to that, you had both Gerald Ford and prior to him, Richard Nixon. They tried to deal with the stagflation that was there. Jimmy Carter also tried to deal with it. So the Republicans and Democrats, it didn't matter. They didn't know what to do. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again after OPEC busted it, right? So you have this spike that comes into the system, a disruption of energy prices, which were fundamental to the price of everything. And they didn't know what to do with it. So they wound up with stagflation. You know, we had the wage and price controls under Richard Nixon. We had the whip inflation now buttons. That'll do it. Yeah, everybody worried little win button. Had enough winning? That's why, you know, when I look at these slogans that politicians come up with, they're just recycled for the newer generations. It's just, but, you know, Gerald Ford had that. Whip inflation now. You know, our freedom-loving Richard Nixon Republican gave us wage and price controls, and none of that stuff worked. And Jimmy Carter was clueless about what to do as well. So eventually the thing worked out, but we had stagflation. And then now Powell is saying, well, you know, we don't want to have, you know, we don't want to have high interest rates, and we want to have higher inflation. So now we want inflation now. Do we really? Those of us who live through it, do you really want inflation? While the average consumer might find it absurd to want to raise the cost of living, yeah, that would be me. The central bankers and the economists say otherwise. The people who think that they can print piles of paper say otherwise. The people who want to take all that paper and give you a number receipt that they control, they say otherwise. Perhaps they're hoping that you've never paid any attention to what happened in Zimbabwe. As the Marxists came to power there, they were able to create not just a stagflation that was stubborn and they couldn't do anything about it, but they managed to unleash hyperinflation. And so now we're going to do the same thing here, evidently. Let's play video clip number 7. Here's what Powell had to say. Somebody asking a question. I think it's profound. Video clip number 7.
Simply flooded the system with money.
Yes, we did. That's another way to think about it. We did.
Where does it come from? Do you just print it?
We print it digitally. So we, you know, we as a central bank, we have the ability to create money digitally. And we do that by buying treasury bills or bonds or other government-guaranteed securities, and that actually increases the money supply. Okay. We also print actual currency, and we distribute that through the Federal Reserve banks.
But that
simply flooded
effort.
The system with money.
Yes, we did. That's another way to think about it.
Yeah, that's another way to think
about
it.
Where does it come from? Do you just print it?
We print it digitally. So we, as a central bank, have the ability to create money.
It's just baloney, folks. This whole thing is a fraud. Go ahead and cut that. I mean, I could just sit there. I told these guys, I said, play this in a loop, because I could just listen to that all day. Because it's just so candid and insane. So you just flood the system with money. Well, yeah, we did. We didn't actually print the money. We just kind of make it up digitally. It's a virtual economy, and you are a virtual fool if you go for that. By the way, you know, I saw this clip coming out of the UK, video clip number 6. They're talking about how they're preparing for Christmas, and they have Santa Clauses there, and they're getting ready with their COVID face shields and all this other kind. Isn't that nice? Isn't that jolly? Isn't this what you are hoping to see come 2020 Christmas? Because, you know, it's not going to go away. These people have got their knees on your neck and they're not going to do it. So here's the Santa trainees putting on their COVID face shields. Because, frankly, you know, that's really what we're looking at. We're all going to be saved by the Federal Reserve and by the federal government because they're going to play Santa Claus. And they're going to hand us out all of this free money. And then when you sit on their knee, they're going to say, where would you like the shot, little girl? And then they're going to kick you down the slide like the Santa Claus and Christmas Story because they don't care what you want. You may want a shiny new BB gun, but you're going to get shot with a vaccine, and they may put your eye out, many other things. All right, we got to go to break, folks. We'll talk more about this, and we'll talk about how the Civil War is well underway here in America as we continue to play political games. But you want to make sure that you are setting aside things to protect yourself. Get outside of the system. One of the key things you got to do is to make sure that you have a supply of food. At InfoWars Store, we have .com. We have storable food now back in supply. Made in the U.S., non-GMO. It'll last for 25 years, and it disappeared like many other things, but it's now back in stock with just a 1 to 2 week wait.
You can really break civilizations down into two types, predatory and non-predatory, or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And, of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology. So it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave who will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now.
The Democrats are just going more and more left.
Many positive about socialism, liking it more than capitalism.
Many of the ideas we fought for that were considered radical are now mainstream.
The radical left has taken over the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden is marching in lockstep with them. Biden and the far left are promising to crush middle-class families with trillions in new taxes.
If you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
Promising amnesty and health care for 11 million illegal immigrants.
Citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks.
Promising to shut down energy exploration, killing jobs and hurting America's economy.
I guarantee we're going to end fossil fuel.
In Joe Biden's America, the radical left get whatever they want, and you get to pay for it. They've already taken over Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Don't let them take over America.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Thank you.
speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, so there's a lot of hyping about Hurricane Laura, but right now it is currently a Category 1. That's good news, except for the media that feeds on panic. But, you know, if this was a big hurricane, it would still be good news, wouldn't it? Because, you know, the broken window fallacy. It comes in there and it destroys homes and everything, and we get to rebuild them. And this is good for the economy. You know, we actually do have people who think like that, politicians, because it's good for them. They get to hand out money. They get to boss people around. One of my sons won a contest when they were in high school, talking about the difference in a couple of storms that we'd had on the coast of North Carolina. There was a major hurricane that came through, and the federal government got involved with FEMA. And they were bossing people. You cannot go to your home. Get out of here. You're not going to get back. Yeah, I know it ripped up your home, but we're not going to let you back on the island and so forth. I mean, they were just the people that we talked to, that my son talked to, just outraged about that. I can't believe this is my government. Well, now you're getting it good and hard, aren't you? What he did was he contrasted a tornado that happened close to our home and ripped up a local community. And what happened in that event was that the police and the local government there, not the federal government, not the state government, the local government, the police came out and power lines were down. They roped off the areas and kept people away from those. Not from your homes, though. But they kept people away from the power lines to keep people from getting hurt. And then what happened was you had businesses step up and voluntarily contribute food and supplies, and they distributed them to people in church parking lots. So you had businesses and churches and the community and the local police, and they took care of the problem. However, when it was a hurricane on the coast, FEMA and the federal government came in. They made the people's lives much, much worse. But don't worry, because they're going to send you some helicopter cash too. After they made everything much, much worse and made people's lives absolutely hell for a short period of time. That's the way the government works. But, you know, when we look at, it's called the broken window fallacy. A lot of economists have pointed this out. And I guess when we talk about how wonderful the response is from President Trump and Lawrence Kudlow and how they've handled all this by the helicopter cash program, that evidently the wind kind of drifted everything towards Wall Street, and it kind of turned into something looked like a ticker tape parade in New York City, Wall Street, to just the billionaire neighborhoods. Everybody else is saying, where'd the cash go? Yeah, blew over there, and it made all the billionaires more billionary. In New York, the subway windows are being smashed at such a rate that the MTA can't get glass fast enough to replace them, reports Zero Hedge. Smashed by the hundreds in recent weeks and months, the MTA has counted more than 400 smashed and destroyed windows over the course of the summer, has documented at least 63 train cars, which were attacked with a bat, a hammer, a pole, a pipe, by one or more serial vandals. See, it is the end of civilization. The barbarians and the vandals are attacking us just like they did in Rome. It's to the point that the service itself on some car lines is now under threat. As a matter of fact, it's way more than under threat from just the broken glass. That's just one more problem that they have there, because they're bleeding money at $200 million a week because the economy's been shut down. Nobody's going to work. Nobody's renting space in the city, because no matter what happens, these Democrats are not going to take their knee off of your throat. So they're losing $200 million a week. They've cut services, but they're going to cut by up to 40% subway services. They're going to cut commuter rail by 50%. And on top of that, now they got $300,000 in repairs. But that's just tiny compared to what they're losing overall there. Yeah, they're even running out of window replacements. See, that's the problem, is that we have destroyed our infrastructure. I can't believe how long it's taking to get things in the mail. Oh, and that's right, our election's going to be in the mail, too. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now,
inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, so no matter how bad things get in New York, economically, not with the disease, economically, you know, they can't even run their subway system, and that's really kind of their pride and joy. They love the fact that they control your movements. That's the old-fashioned way to control your movement. That's why you have all of these status everywhere saying, you know, we got to have public transportation. We need a light rail system, even to the extent that the Simpsons used to make fun of that. Even the Simpsons would make fun of that. They come up with all these elaborate, expensive schemes to have monorail systems and everything. It was simply to empower them to have control over one aspect of your life. We don't want to build roads. We don't want to maintain roads. You know, you can't make the roads any wider in the cities, but every sci-fi writer, the obvious solution is that you make them higher, just like you do the buildings. And so if you go back all the way, you know, to the early days of motion pictures, Metropolis and others, you see that they have multi-layered highways. As the buildings would get taller, you would have to go up vertically with the highways. But no, 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 no. We're not going to do that. We're just going to let you sit still in traffic, and then we're going to use that to browbeat you onto our transportation that we control. And now they just don't want you to move at all. They want you to stay in your home, and that's been the Agenda 2030 plan, and that's what they've enacted now with these regulations and these lockdowns. And then if you do move, it will be by their corporate partners who rent it to you by the ride. So in spite of the fact that the subway system is rapidly going bankrupt and they're looking for some helicopter cash from the Trump administration, they will not reduce the restrictions. They're going to continue mandatory quarantines despite the CDC changing the guidance. You know, we had a few weeks ago, President Trump, who said, well, all right, we're going to get tough on this. We're going to quarantine even for Americans coming back into the country because, you know, the CDC says so. And he's going to follow their guidelines and recommendations, and he's going to recommend their guidelines to everybody and tell you to follow them as well and intimidate people and reward them if they do. And he's taking credit for everything that's happened here, and I'll be more than happy to give him credit for it. And it's about time you pay attention to the fact that he is behind all of this. He knows better. He knows it's a fraud. He knows that New York is not the epicenter of the COVID situation worldwide. Nobody used those Army field hospitals, a Navy ship. He knows about hydroxychloroquine, but he still is refusing to stand up to the fake news media, and he's refusing to stand up to the Chinese flu. And let me tell you, the Chinese flu is the response. That is the Chinese plan. That's what was concocted. Not this virus, not in a lab. It was their response. It was a psyop from the very beginning. As I pointed out yesterday, hundreds of thousands of accounts, which after the New York Times talked about it back in June, Twitter pretended to get rid of it, but they didn't get rid of the people who did it. And they focused on Italy, used Italy as another part of the psyop. Fauci rolls out this bogus stuff from the Imperial College. But Trump knows better by now. You know, he wasn't just owned by these people. He wasn't just fooled by these people. He knows better. He knows that they didn't need any of those hospital beds. He knows that hydroxychloroquine could cure this, but he's going along with a charade, this masquerade, and pushing the masquerade onto your face, right into your face. And New York is doing that as well. Even as the CDC is saying, all right, we can't really even can make a case for this anymore. You still have New York City keeping the quarantine for people coming from other states. This is a violation of the Commerce Clause. They don't have the authority to do that. They don't have the authority to block people coming into their states. You know, we need to have a president who's going to honor his oath to uphold the Constitution that protects our individual liberties. That's the purpose of government, to protect our individual liberties. We've had presidents in the past step in and do that. And so as you have people calling for on the president and he's saying, don't make me go into Wisconsin. Maybe I will go into Wisconsin and I'll, you know, take control there if the local government and the governor don't want to control people, control this, these riots and protect people's lives and property, I'll do it. And yeah, you do have a responsibility to do that if it's that totally out of control. You got to be careful how you do that, but you do have a responsibility to do that, to protect people's liberty. You know, it, your liberties can be protected at the local level, at the state level, at the federal level, each and every one of those levels, because we have divided power in our constitutional system, if we actually paid attention to the structure. And each of those branches has the authority and the duty to protect our individual liberties if one of those other two branches attack them. Even if two of those other branches attack them, the other branch has the duty and the authority to protect our God-given liberties protected under the Constitution that they swore to uphold. And that applies to these lockdowns, not just to the looting, because a lockdown is a looting. It is a looting by the political class, by the globalist elitist, by the banking system. It is a looting of the middle class. And so it continues. And they continue to pat themselves on the back with their little dog and pony show. It makes me disgusted to see these conventions, these so-called conventions. They're not even conventions anymore. But it's absolutely disgusting, the charade. So, as we look at this moving forward, we have the CDC putting out a guideline, offering advice to businesses on how to reduce the chances of violence in their stores when you have these horrible anti-maskers come in and don't want to, you know, play along with the game. You know, those people, bad sportsmen, people who are not patriotic, as President Trump and Biden have both told us, it's your patriotic duty now to wear a mask. It's your patriotic duty to pull the mask off of these politicians. And so, you know, we are being portrayed as the potential violent people. This is the not-so-subtle subtext of this memo from the CDC. You know, those violent right-wing anti-maskers, anti-vaccine people. You got to protect yourself. Well, you know, if they come in, these, I guess we could call them domestic terrorists as well, right? Don't get in their face. If you've got angry customers, don't argue with them. You should escape to a safe area. Go to a safe place. Give your local police a call because they're professionals at using excessive force to enforce excessive mandates. And they will show up right away and beat these radical anti-maskers who are going to become anti-vaccine people who are now into your private store here where you're enforcing our guidelines and recommendations. Just give them a call. They're ready to believe you. Mask busters. Meanwhile, wearing face masks makes people act careless and ignore social distancing, says a study out of the UK. This is also in InfoWars. As they say, our findings appear to be a classic case of risk compensation, said one of the psychologists. You feel safer when you're wearing a mask, and so you're willing to take other risks. Yeah, you get right up close to people. You go looting. You shoot at people and expect they're not going to shoot back at you. You know, all those types of things. It just makes you really bold to wear a mask. Nobody can see me. I can go looting and do all these other things. But, you know, just in the central part of this. Well, you know, you get right up in people's faces, and guess what? It doesn't work. It's like this tweet that I got pinned at the top of my Libertarian. You see a guy exhaling smoke, vape, whatever. I said, you know, and I forgot, I think it's something like a factor of 10 maybe.
difference between a smoke particle and a viral particle. It's probably bigger than that. I don't know. But I looked it up at one point in time. The biggest viral particle and the smallest smoke particle we're looking at. Because, you know, when the EPA was getting all horsey about barbecues and fireplaces and everything, they're talking about fine particulate matter that was 2.5 nanometers. And we got to stop all that. Well, a viral particle is much, much smaller than that. It took scientists a long time to figure that out. Even after they'd found bacteria, they couldn't figure that out. And so when we look at that, yeah, your mask is not going to protect you from anything. From anything. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's kind of like anti-lock brakes. You compensate for it.
This is a maximum alert, a maximum alert. As of taping this alert, we are 82 days out from the election. As many of you know, in the last year, I've pointed out statements out of the Council on Foreign Relations and other globalist organs that they know Trump is going to win in a landslide. So their strategy will be to contest the election. If they fail to successfully steal it, then they are openly now wargaming. This is in the New York Times. Having Democrat states and cities secede from the union, just like they've ignored Trump's policies on coronavirus and kept their areas locked down. That is nothing but a dress rehearsal. They are saying they're going to have their own separate inauguration, not in D.C. They said in another city, Pelosi has said this, when they crown Biden and Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the organized civil war. This is their public criminal plan. We should be praying. We should be spreading the word. We should be demanding Trump go on the offense to expose this criminal activity.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
mother has to speak the words that condemn her own son. But I couldn't allow them to believe that I would commit murder. They'll put him away now, as I should have, years ago. He was always bad. And in the end, he intended to tell them I killed those girls and that man. As if I could do anything except just sit and stare, like one of his stuffed birds. Well, they know I can't even move a finger, and I won't. I'll just sit here and be quiet, just in case they do suspect me. They're probably watching me. Well, let them. Let them see what kind of a person I am. I'm not even going to swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see, and they'll know, and they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
Yeah, that's right. A man who's been arrested in L.A. for voting three times for his dead mother. As he was taken into custody, he gave his name as either Norman or Mrs. Bates. Address, Bates Hotel. You know, actually, the real Bates Hotel is in Alder Grove, British Columbia. So it's not even in the U.S. But, you know, hey, that's not a problem for Democrats either, right? He voted three times for his dead mother. But he is as harmless as a fly. And any kind of, you know, voter fraud like that is as harmless as a fly, the Democrats tell us. You know, we just had recently a woman declared dead, was found alive and breathing at the funeral home in Detroit. Unfortunately for her, she will not be able to vote in the 2020 election because she's already voted multiple times for the Democrats while she was dead. And then you have the woman, Hillary Clinton, who is kind of the very embodiment of both Norman and his dead mother, the psycho Hillary Clinton, this last week, setting the stage for chaos as some of the headlines that Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances. That's right, she says. And Babylon Bee mocked her. And going, I mean, this is nothing new. She's been saying this for quite a while. This Babylon Bee story is from July 24th. I mean, this is just this last week. You know, for over a month, she's been saying, we got to get him out of the White House one way or the other. I don't care what the election says. We will harvest the ballots. We will vote the dead. We will get the zombies off of the streets of Portland and Seattle and get them into the voting booths. And then we will get the post office and everything else. But, you know, going back to July 24th, she was saying this type of thing. Now, Trump may not accept the results of the 2020 election, says the movement. This is Babylon Bee, says the movement that still hasn't accepted the results of the 2016 election or the 2000 election either. It would absolutely destroy our democracy if Trump were to decide that he won't accept the results of the election, said a woman in Seattle wearing a Hillary is my president T-shirt. We can't continue to exist as a society if people don't accept the basic rules governing the peaceful transfer of power. The Democrat Party still believes Al Gore actually won the 2000 election, Hillary won the 2016 election, and Stacey Abrams is actually the true governor of Georgia. And by the way, you know, Al Gore, speaking of Al Gore, he's out there saying the same thing as well. You know, as Hillary Clinton is doing that, Al Gore is saying if Trump refuses to concede the election, the military would run him out. Well, I don't know. I think that the Pentagon would. I think the Joint Chiefs of Staff would like to run him out. And they did run him out of the Oval Office when he said, we need to bring the troops home. They said, you're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. But I don't know if you actually try to remove him from the White House after the election, if the rank-and-file soldiers would do that. You might need a little bit more than just the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Joint Chiefs of Staff apparently can intimidate Trump to remain forever in these wars. And we'll talk about how the Russians and the Americans have actually come to blows yesterday in Syria. A very dangerous escalation there, as we've seen the Chinese get belligerent in many different areas. In Taiwan, we've already seen that in India and other places, and firing missiles into the China Sea, which is not China's sea any more than the Gulf of Mexico belongs to Mexico. It's international waters, the China Sea, and as a matter of fact, where they're building their artificial military bases right off the coast of the Philippines. So they're very belligerent, very aggressive.
But when we look at the Democrats, perhaps that's one of the reasons why the Democrats like the Chinese so much and have such a close relationship with them, besides the fact that they're all puppets of the globalists in a very obvious way. They don't even try to hide it like the Republicans do. And then you have Steve Scalise, and he had a really good shot at Pelosi. Took a good shot at her. Because this is what, I'll tell you what Steve Scalise had to say, but here first is what Nancy Pelosi had to say that he reacted to. Let's play video clip number 5.
We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with their allies in the Congress of the United States.
Well, she remembered the address of the White House, and that was obviously done for the purpose of the postal system. They like addresses. And so in that particular address to the public, Nancy Pelosi was talking about how the Republicans and President Trump specifically, but Congress in general, Republicans in Congress, are domestic enemies of the Constitution. Now, what does she base that on? Well, she calls them domestic enemies because she said, quote, they are diminishing the role of the Postal Service. And that makes Republicans enemies of the state. That's interesting because, you know, most Americans kind of thought of the postal system as enemies of the public. But nevertheless, you're going to diminish. If you're going to diminish the postal system, you are enemies of the state. It's not undeclared martial law. It's not the destruction of the Constitution itself and the rule of law and the middle class and, you know, sending massive amounts of money to the uber rich, the unlimited billionaire income, you know, that UBI, the CARES Act. Oh, no. The Democrats don't care about that because, you know, quite frankly, the Democrats have probably more billionaires supporting them than the Republicans do. And so they're perfectly fine with that kind of welfare going to the top as they claim that they're going to be helping the little man. So they don't have a problem with Republicans. They all agree about the CARES Act. They all agree. It's just a competition as to who can be seen giving the most money away. Oh, it's all for the little people, right? No, they want to be seen giving money to the little people while they're giving it to the big people. She doesn't care about that. She just cares about the post office. But here's what Steve Scalise had to say. He said, I was shot because of this kind of unhinged rhetoric. And that is exactly right. It was a deranged GOP-hating gunman who opened fire on us. Yeah. let's make sure that actually, you know, I don't think Nancy Pelosi should be able to pass a background check to get a gun. She's obviously already incited this. And she shouldn't have a Twitter account either or a Facebook account because obviously she is inciting violence. She's putting out lies. Especially in an election year. I mean, where are the thought police at Twitter and Facebook? This lady should be gone. No, instead, we're gone. I was with Steve Scalise and others when a deranged GOP-hating gunman opened fire on us, tweeted Rodney Davis, a Republican from Illinois. I would never call Democrat colleagues in Congress enemies of the state, even though they are. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I said that. He didn't.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, because they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4% when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever. And forced inoculations are coming. And they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score. And the UN is the boss. And anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
The Democrats are just going more and more left.
Many positive about socialism, liking it more than capitalism.
Many of the ideas we fought for that were considered radical are now mainstream.
The radical left has taken over the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden is marching in lockstep with them. Biden and the far left are promising to crush middle-class families with trillions in new taxes.
If you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
Promising amnesty and health care for 11 million illegal immigrants.
Citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks.
Promising to shut down energy exploration, killing jobs and hurting America's economy.
I guarantee we're going to end fossil fuel.
In Joe Biden's America, the radical left get whatever they want, and you get to pay for it. They've already taken over Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Don't let them take over America.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so let's talk about how you harvest an election. You do it actually in three different steps, as laid out by the American thinker. Here's how you do it. Step number one, you send out tens of millions of unsolicited mail ballots to everyone on the voter rolls that in most jurisdictions haven't been purged of those people who have died or moved. We already know from experience of Clark County, Nevada, that 17% of the 1.3 million ballots sent to registered voters were undeliverable, meaning that they were available for harvesting and they were being voted by unscrupulous political operatives. So if they come back with an invalid address, well, they can harvest it, right? Next step, when the ballots start to be counted, you fiercely dispute and litigate any invalidation of suspicious or faulty ballots under the slogan, count all votes, and you complain about voter suppression. Step number three, if it looks like Trump's going to carry the election, you delay certification of enough states' results that the Electoral College is unable to name a victor. And then you hand the presidency to the Speaker of the House, who they presume to be Nancy Pelosi. That's the way you do it. And so when Hillary Clinton is openly talking about that, so we've got a massive legal operation going here. I know the Biden campaign is working on that. Joe Biden should never concede under any circumstances. That's exactly the way they're going to do it. And they've been doing that type of thing for quite some time. Actually, here's one of the ways that it just came out, an election outside in Wayne County, Michigan, just outside of Detroit, reported by the Detroit News. They said the Detroit absentee ballot chaos is so inaccurate that we can't even attempt to make it right. Recorded ballot counts in 72% of Detroit's absentee voting precincts didn't match the number of ballots cast. Oh, gee. Well, that's interesting. Spurring officials in Michigan's largest county to ask the state to investigate. Without any explanation from the Detroit election workers for the mismatches, the Wayne County Board of Canvassers requested this week for the Secretary of State's office to examine the training and process used in Detroit's August the 4th primary, which one official described as a perfect storm of challenges. The board is charged with certifying election results. 46% of all precinct numbers were askew. And that means that they couldn't validate this to the list of registered voters in the precinct. Again, this is nothing new. Coming from North Carolina, where they have the easiest rules for people to register to vote, and they have the longest voting period and so forth, and they do not allow, will not even consider, the idea of having a photograph ID. And I told you my personal experience, a friend of my brother-in-law's who went to vote in the 2012 election. He didn't want to come on and talk about it. He didn't want to, you know, people don't like to go public with these types of things because, you know, people start throwing bricks at you if you talk about politics. Or even if you talk about corruption, everybody should care that the elections would be honest, wouldn't you think? Nevertheless, I understand the way this society is and why you would want to stay private. When people send me emails, I don't read the names here unless they want me to, unless it's something that involves them personally that they're trying to get that out. If, by the way, if you want to send me an email, you can send it to davidknightshow@protonmail.com. However, what happened was he shows up and, you know, just like this case where you had the guy who voted three times for his dead mother. Well, somebody actually voted for his dead mother and for him. So you've already voted, and so is this person here at your address. That's my mother. She's been dead for years. That's the way it works when you don't have voter, you don't have a picture ID. So there's a lot of different ways that they can do this. These are new schemes, and the Democrats have been adding new schemes one after the other. I mean, first there was the whole thing that, well, let's get rid of the way the Electoral College is currently being operated, which, by the way, as we've pointed out many times with Richard Proctor, bears no resemblance at all to the way the Constitution set it up. But, you know, it is what it is. And they want to get rid of what is still there, the bare bones of what was in the Constitution, is the idea that the Electoral College would represent the power of the individual states so that you wouldn't have one or two giant metropolises rig the election. It just turns out that when you have Chicago and L.A. and New York, some of the biggest cities, they also have the biggest corruption. And so they could easily swamp the election for the rest of the country. As a matter of fact, when you look at the elections, you'll typically see, geographically, almost all of the country filled in, the color for that they use for Republicans, which I think is a sham. Republicans should have never allowed them to paint Republicans as red. No, that's the Communist Party, the Marxist Party, the Socialist Party, the Progressive Party. They are the Reds. They've always been Reds. They still march around on the streets carrying red flags. But, of course, we let them define the terms, even the colors that they paint us. And we're proud about it. You know, we've got red state this and red state that. Anyway, you can see that almost, they break it down by counties, you can see almost the entire U.S. is red. But in most states, the state elections, it's really a struggle between the rural areas and the highly populated, highly corrupt, Democrat-controlled cities. And so they can typically take over the state elections, and they will do that nationally. That's why they're trying to play games with the Electoral College. Then they play games with paper ballots and with the audit trail, because that's an important part of it as well. It's not just voter registration and identifying who the real voters are and making sure that people are qualified to be voters, but you can also, you know, whoever counts the votes, right? The voters don't count. It's who counts the election, as Stalin said. And so they can play games with it there. This is why all of these different things, this is why the real thing that people are not talking about, they may do a lot of damage with this mail thing. And I think as they force, this is really, for this year, I think this is going to be the focus. Because they're talking about, we can't have any in-person elections. We're going to have to do it by mail. And then you're going to, the mail is so slow now. And it is really slow. I sent somebody a letter. It took them over a week to get it. And they're not that far away. I mean, it's crazy. As bad as the post office has been for a long time, it truly is snail mail now. And the snail is moving slower than it has ever moved in the past. And so they're going to do this because they want to create as much chaos as they can. And they're doing it this election because they want the election to be contested by both sides as part of the civil war that they're generating. The same way that they're creating the race war, they want to create a war over the election results. They don't want this to have any clear-cut result. They want both sides fighting over this. It's going to be the next front of the civil war. That's why I say things are not going to be better after November. They're going to escalate. And it's another reason why you ought to take advantage of the short time frame we've got right now for buying storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. We got up to 8, 9, 10 weeks, and then we just said, all right, we're going to just stop taking orders because they're so backlogged and they can't keep up with it. And now we're back down to where we're only 1 or 2 weeks. And let me tell you, this is all coming, this chaos by design. We don't know about the Electoral College. Well, we don't know if we're going to have the ballots by mail and who's got them and are they legitimate. And so many legal games. And they're telling us they're going to do this. So this is not a projection. This is not a conspiracy theory. I'm telling you about the conspiracy that is already being developed, already being talked about, openly talked about by the Democrats. They want to keep this and they want to escalate this into a fight and to make it uncertain. So that they can create another aspect of a left-right civil war. Left and right fighting each other, black and white fighting each other, every one of us fighting each other while they strangle us from the top. So prepare now. Set aside supplies. And the key supply that you're going to need is food at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit about another kind of harvesting, which is being done from fetal cells. And how they're going to inject that. The injection that'll be coming up after the election. We'll be right back.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Incrementalism, the inchworm effect, successive approximation. First they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here. Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate, is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of the piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet, nauseating smell.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It has a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market, with over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We've been talking about the different games that the Democrats and the Republicans are planning for this election, because folks, when we look at what's going on here in Texas, the Texas election official that is here, I used to work at the Rose Law Firm. They pulled him out of that and put him in charge of the Republicans did, put him in charge of the elections. Every one of the elections that we've had since he's come back here under Governor Abbott, our wonderful, freedom-loving Republican governor who has locked this country down. He put this guy in charge of our elections. And he has put out a letter with every one of the elections telling local election officials to ignore the Texas Constitution, which says that they have to keep, if they've got any electronic ballots or anything else, all the ballots, they have to have a record of that showing a numbered system. He said, just forget that. Just forget. You don't need to do that. Which means that if you contest the elections here in Texas, there's no basis on which to really be able to get the data. We've had a court case here in Austin, for example, of that. I went there to interview him. And when he started walking down the steps, we got the video clip of it. When he started walking down the steps, he saw my InfoWars mic flag, and he goes, that's it. And he walks back up. So I shouted out some questions to him, to which he did not respond. But running away from us, that's the Republicans here in Texas. Yeah, the governor put him in charge, same governor that's locked us down, same governor that gave $300 million to some shell corporation run by some fraud who claims that he's got some advanced college degree at a college he never even attended. $300 million for contact tracing. As I pointed out, was it yesterday, a couple of days ago? People in Texas had a big problem, and rightfully so, with Rick Perry when 9 years ago, 2011, Rick Perry tried to push Gardasil vaccines on young girls as a condition of education. Now, this governor, Abbott, has now just pushed mandatory vaccines for everybody, male and female, getting any kind of education. And let me tell you, he's going to be right there with the contact tracing with this fraud group. $300 million? It's this little tiny office. Nobody's there. And there's nothing there in this guy's resume. It'd be bad enough if it was, let's hope that they really can't do any contact tracing. Let's just hope that this is corruption and a payoff by Abbott to somebody up in Frisco, Texas. MTX is the name of the company. Let's just hope it's just corruption from our corrupt governor, Abbott. But when we look at the mandatory vaccine, nobody has a problem with that. Nobody has a problem with him mandating vaccines for all the students. And of course, you know, that one year it's mandating vaccines for all the students. The next year you mandate vaccines for everybody. COVID-19, oh, it'll be mandated. And we'll have the contact tracers out there, presumably, to make sure that you've gotten your vaccine. It's just corruption, top to bottom. And he's got this guy in there from Hillary Clinton's law firm to make sure that they don't have any records. And they want to move to electronic voting. And guess what? We just had, as I pointed out a couple of weeks ago, it came out that the U.S. Post Office has a patent on blockchain voting. They've been planning to turn the election over to the post office anyway, but they just want it to be as disorderly as possible this particular election. But if you're going to have an electronic election, why would you give it to the post office? Oh, that's right, because they want to have it as total chaos and confusion. I don't trust any electronic election. I've pointed out many times, I've gone into a lot of detail about the history of electronic elections. The first company that came out doing this stuff, they've now been bought and sold, and the name's been changed a bunch of times, but it's Smartmatic out of Venezuela, created by two friends of Hugo Chavez to keep him in political power. And they rigged one election after the other in Venezuela. They rigged elections throughout Central and South America. They rigged elections in the Philippines. They were brought here to run the primaries for the Republican Party in Utah. So the Republicans want this just as badly as the Democrats do. This article here from Free Thought Project, forget Russia. The Democrats and Republicans have openly rigged the election for decades, and they focus on the debates. And that's really where it starts. Except, no, it actually starts before that, Free Thought Project. It starts with ballot access. To make sure that you have to jump through all kinds of extra hoops if you're not a Democrat or Republican member, because they can control who gets on the ballot within their party. They also control who gets on the ballot outside of their party as well. Talked many times of Vince Agnelli out of Virginia, and he has also given us a lot of statistics about how this is being done in Georgia and Kentucky. The Republican parties are not even recruiting candidates or putting candidates on the ballot for many of the state races. And so they're turning over just like they did in Virginia. They're doing that in Georgia and Kentucky. And they have competitive races, and they come in and they say, well, you know, we don't have any chance at all here. Well, you do if you have a candidate there. Even as a third party, we would run candidates at every one of the congressional races, without a doubt. And so why can't they put candidates there? Well, they just don't want to be bothered with it, I guess, right? Well, there's no chance of us winning there. So they make sure that they're not going to be able to win a majority. And that's how they turned over Virginia to the Democrats, because they just failed to show up. The Republicans didn't even recruit candidates there. And so they don't recruit candidates to fill in the ballot there. And then they make sure that if you want to run as an independent or a third party candidate, you can't get on the ballot either. That's the way the Republicans and Democrats do it. We've had situations where, and as a third party candidate, they have all of these extra, you see some of this with Kanye West trying to get on the ballot. He has no clue how these people rigged this process. To start this late is kind of crazy in the first place, but totally clueless about how they rigged this process. You got to go out and collect all these signatures and so forth. And then they vet the signature. They play games with vetting the signatures. And then even when you do that and you jump through all of those extra hoops and you get on the ballot, they make sure that you're not in the debates. And that's where this all really begins. But, you know, it begins before the debates. It begins with the ballot access and the extra procedure that you don't have to do. We've had situations where we, the Republicans are not running somebody in a race, and we put a Libertarian in that race as a third party candidate. And so then all of a sudden the Republicans said, oh, well, we'll put somebody there, because they didn't want the third party to have a good showing. And so both the Republicans and the Democrats go to court and say, we don't care, judge, about the deadline here. And the judge says, yeah, we want to have, you know, fair and open elections, and we want the voters to have a choice. So we will waive the deadline requirements for the Republican candidate. Go ahead and put him on the ballot. And then when it's an independent or a third party, they go by the letter and then some to keep you off the ballot. And then they play the same games, as which is where Free Thought Project gets in with the debates. In 1987, the Democrats and Republicans unanimously agreed to form the Commission on Presidential Debates. They created a nonprofit corporation. And as I've said many times, they turned the debates over to a corporation. In the case of the national election, it's turned over to a nonprofit national corporation that was created to run the debates. In North Carolina, what they did was they turned the debates over to a press association, a private organization. And they said, well, it's a private decision, and they don't want your free speech, so you can't be in the debate. Same thing, same game that they're using to kick people off of social media. And that's why the Republicans and Democrats, neither of them will do anything to stop the technocratic censorship on Twitter, Facebook, and other places, because they've used that same type of censorship for decades to shut down any challengers from outside their political parties. Just understand that. But here's the important part. We're about to run out. John Whitehead, Rutherford Institute, said, all right, so we get organized, we get educated, we get active. If you feel led to vote, fine. But if all you do is vote and say, we the people are going to lose. If you abstain from voting and still do nothing, we the people are going to lose. If you give your proxy to a third-party individual or group to fix what's wrong with the country, we the people are still going to lose. However, if you're prepared to actually do something, wipe the sleep out of your eyes, we're going to win. And here's what you got to do. He gives you three steps. For starters, get back to basics. Get to know your neighbors, your community, your local officials. This is going to be your first line of defense when it comes to securing your base. What I've said for all along, fortify your immediate lines. Second, know your rights. Know how your local government is structured. Who serves on the city council? Who is on the school board? Who runs the local jail? Has it been co-opted by private contractors? Third, know the people you're entrusting with your local government. Are your police chiefs being promoted from within your community? Are your locally elected officials accessible? And he said, don't be trusting and comfortable. And I would add a fourth one. You better know who is educating your kids. And you're only going to know that if you do it yourself. Now, we got these private schools run by Fatala Gulen that say, oh, we're all about math and science. No, they're not.